Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good morning, wrestling fans. It is Tuesday, July 21st, and this is your boy, Matt Granberry, host of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. Welcome to another illustrious episode. Well, as anybody who watched on Saturday, if you did watch on Saturday, Impact Wrestling had one of their big events, Slammiversary. Now, last year's Slammiversary, in my opinion, that was the best that they had. But this one was not too bad. This was not shabby at all, by no means. Was it the best ever? No. But I liked what Impact did. And the storylines that are going to be coming out of it, going forward, moving forward towards Bound for Glory. Yeah, I can dig this. You know, a lot of people sleep on Impact Wrestling. A lot of people are shocked that Impact Wrestling is still alive and kicking. It is. Is it the biggest promotion in the world? Absolutely not. But it's a good, solid promotion. Now, taking a look at the event, you know, there was a nostalgia factor, obviously. Motor City Machine Guns was there. Eric Young was there. But you had new faces as well. Gallows had been there before, but Anderson has never been there. So Good Brothers going forward, that's number one I want to hit on. The tag division going forward out of this event, the tag division just got way better. I mean, did they have the best tag division? No. Do they have one of the best tag teams as the champions in the North? Absolutely. I love the North. I love Ethan Page and Josh Alexander, how they play off each other and how they interact with their competitors in the ring. It's absolutely wonderful. But now you're bringing in two established tag teams, not two guys just thrown together like Sammy and Ken Shamrock were, but two established tag teams, Good Brothers and Motor City Machine Guns. Now, will the Machine Guns beat the North tonight on Impact? As much as I like the Machine Guns, I'm going to say no. I'm looking forward, really, to the Good Brothers versus the North going forward. I think that's going to be where they finally do lose the tag team championship, is to the Good Brothers. Now, Deonna Purrazzo as the new Knockouts champion, I like it. Deonna Purrazzo got so misused in NXT, and that's a sentence I really don't say that often, because Hunter really does know how to use his stars, but this time he pulled a Vince and he did not use Deonna Purrazzo at all, hardly, or up to her potential. We all know what she did in Ring of Honor. She was very well established in Ring of Honor. Gets to NXT and nope, it's just not happening. So for her to come into Impact and to make an impact, pun intended, that to me, you know, it shows that Impact not only is invested in her in the future going forward, that she's going to be a big part of the Knockouts division, which, again, the two best women's divisions in pro wrestling right now are the Knockouts division and the NXT women's division. One and two. Pick and choose whichever you have. But to have Deonna Purrazzo as your champion, as your figurehead in that division, and to get her just due and to say, okay, we trust you and we want to see what you can do going forward, I think it's a good move. I think it's a very good move. Now, having Chris Bay as the X Division champion, I don't know. And when I say I don't know, it's not that I don't think Chris Bay is going to be a bad champion. I love Willie Mack. You know me. I'm a fan of big guys that move around like cruiserweights. Willie Mack, Jeff Cobb, Brian Cage, all those guys. But going forward, you know, I haven't seen a Chris Bay title run. I've seen his matches on the indies, but I've never seen a Chris Bay title run. So I can't tell you. I really don't know that much about Chris Bay. Other than that, he is very good. He's good. He's very good. So I'm on the fence right now as far as if Chris Bay is going to be a good X Division champion or not. Now, as far as the world title is concerned, first of all, I want to point out, I am glad that Impact Wrestling made this call with the title belt. If you noticed on the show, the title belt is not silver anymore. It's gold. All the rest of the titles are silver. But the belt, the world title belt, is gold and red, not silver and red like it was. So, they had a new belt made, obviously, because Tessa Blanchard kept the old world title hostage down there in Mexico. But they had a new world title made, and it's gold, and that is what your world title should be, separate from your other titles. It should look different. It should be different. It should not be like the other titles. So, good move on Impact's part. I like it. I like the look of it. And I understand why they gave it to Eddie Edwards, because he's there. He's a solid guy. He's a company guy. He's not going to be going anywhere. He's not going to be, you know, saying, oh, well, I'm going to take this title and run away or whatnot or whatever. He's in there. He's in Impact Wrestling. He's not going anywhere. So, and he's done a great job for him. He's had some of the best feuds with Sammy, with Killer Cross, with Ace Austin, with Michael Elgin. It's a good pick for him to be the world champion. It's Impact saying, thank you, Eddie, for being a solid performer, and thank you for being loyal. Now, him pairing up with the Good Brothers, I like that. Some blue-collar dudes just going at it, drinking beer, you know. And whether it's going to be an actual faction or not, I really hope so. I don't know. We'll find out more tonight. But I can guarantee you, Ace is going to have some sort of gripe. Ace Austin is going to be a world champion someday, and he'll be a great heel world champion going forward. As far as the company goes, again, don't sleep on this company. Don't sleep on this promotion. It may not be the biggest, the flashiest, or whatnot, but it's a solid, solid roster, and it's a solid, solid promotion. I mean, hello, as many times as this promotion has been written off, they still keep coming back. And speaking of coming back, guess who's back? EC3. Do not be surprised at all if EC3 tonight on Impact on Access TV, do not be surprised if you don't see EC3 come out and challenge Eddie Edwards for the world title. Don't be surprised at all about that. Or don't be surprised if EC3 comes out and gets himself into a major storyline. This man, we can all agree, he was the most mistreated out of all the people that were let go. Don't get me wrong. Eric Young was mistreated. The entire group of Sanity was mistreated. I miss Crazy Nikki. Killian Dane's hardly on TV. Wolf he's off somewhere. I don't know where, no man's land. But and Eric Young, again, totally mistreated. But EC3, oh my God, it was a death sentence for him to get called up from NXT. He should have stayed in NXT, had some storylines, maybe had a North American Championship run, maybe even an NXT title run. But didn't happen, and that's a shame. Because we all know how good of a champion he is. We all know how good of a performer he is. So what do you do? What do you do with him? You give him a red solo cup and make him chase around the most god-awful championship ever in the 24/7 title. And you don't give the man his due. So he gets released. Where does he go? He goes back to the place where he knows he can be a star. And that's Impact Wrestling. So again, going forward, don't be surprised whatsoever that if EC3 is not thrust into that world title picture or some sort of title picture or some sort of major storyline, do not be surprised at that at all going forward from Slammiversary. And will it be at Bound for Glory? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And I would say to Scott D'Amore, hey, take advantage of it. You know how to take advantage of it. You know how to use these guys. You know how to work with these guys. You know, just keep on doing what you're doing, Scott D'Amore. Keep on doing what you're doing, Don Callis. Josh Matthews, work on your damn announcing. That's the only gripe I have about Impact Wrestling at the whole. But that's a podcast for another time. Well, that's all I got for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to PowerSlam TV. Check out PowerSlam TV. $5.99 a month. Over 7,000 hours of the best independent wrestling on the face of the planet. And speaking of independent wrestling, this Saturday, July 25th. Actually, no. That's this Friday, July 25th. Excuse me. Synergy Wrestling. Our good friend Colin West. His promotion. One of the best independent wrestling promotions out there. They're having the Garden State Invitational on Fight TV. Check it out. This promotion is just an awesome promotion. Colin is a wonderful man to talk to, and he's just a big fan of wrestling. But check it out, the Garden State Invitational from Synergy Wrestling this Friday, July 25th on Fight TV. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, be kind to one another. Stay safe out there. And let's support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. We'll see you later. Bye.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on PowerSlam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I am your illustrious host, as always, Matt Granberry. And today I wanted to go into the generosity that I see out of a particular company and a particular wrestler. The generosity of AEW and particularly Cody Rhodes in his open challenge for the TNT Championship. I find that it has been a great way to introduce some competitors that maybe not even the casual fan would know about. Now, I know this is not me being an AEW mark or anything like that. And yes, NXT has its way of introducing new talent from the indies or whatever. But they have a system. And it's a proven system. It's a system that has, you know, stood the test of time. Hunter has made a great deal of money with it. And he's produced some great stars with it. And then they flop when they get to Vince's SmackDown or Raw. But that's another podcast for another time. So, you get introduced to new stars from the PC through NXT. But with AEW, they just okay, Cody put out the challenge. It could be anybody from AEW. It could be anybody outside of AEW. And that was smart. That was smart on AEW's part because it's acknowledging that other promotions exist. I know here recently there's been a lot of talk of, you know, AEW actually acknowledging people and promotions outside of themselves. And their reason for it is we're not going to insult the fans' intelligence. And yes, WWE does not acknowledge a lot of promotions. They have rarely done that. But that's just them. I don't see a big deal. But anyway, getting back to what I was talking about. The casual fan, they may know some people on AEW, but they're certainly not going to know somebody like who's challenging Cody this Wednesday in Warhorse. They're not going to know him. I mean, how many casual fans do you know knew Eddie Kingston last week, or even Ricky Starks a couple weeks before? The casual fan's not going to know these people, but you shoot them into a title picture first night on the job on national TV, and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, who's this guy? Who is this person? I gotta go research this guy. He is good. He is very good. Now, to the hardcore fans, you know, we know who Ricky Starks is. You know, a bunch of us have watched NWA Power. We know who Ricky Starks is. We know who Eddie Kingston is. We've been some of us have been following his career since day one. A lot of people know who Warhorse is. We've watched independent wrestling. So we know who these guys are, the hardcore fans. But again, it's that casual fan. It's somebody to get into more into somebody who may not be into independent wrestling, but then they go and watch their independent work and they're like, oh, damn, this is some good stuff. I'm going to start watching more independent wrestling. See, it's a win-win. They see him work on AEW, national show, reaching millions and millions of homes. And then they go watch their independent shows and like, oh man, hey, independent wrestling just got a new fan. Now again, NXT system, I'm not saying it's a bad system. It's not. I mean, hello, it's produced great, great, great superstars. But the only difference is they have, you know, their build-up. They have, you know, their system. It's like, okay, you're going to have X number of matches before we put you into a title picture if you're getting over. Here's TNT. Here's AEW come along and say, I don't give a... And Cody come along, I don't give a damn. Find whoever you want to. I'll give them a title shot. I don't care. That, to me, is... It adds that element of, okay, this guy could win this championship. This guy could become a star tonight, or a bigger star than he already was. This guy could get signed to a contract like Ricky Starks did. I mean, everyone's clamoring for, you know, sign Eddie. I was one of them. AEW signed Eddie Kingston. And, you know, Warhorse could come along and he could get a contract. He could win the TNT belt. I mean, who knows? That's the whole thing. That's the whole added little, you know, factor into AEW's thinking, was that unpredictability. Now, again, with NXT's system, there's kind of, okay, we're going to see some rivalries out of here. You know, it's kind of the tried and true, we know this system works, let's go with it. But, I mean, no one expected Eddie Kingston last week. No one saw that coming. And definitely nobody thought Cody was going to take that thumbtack bump. I mean, that was usually the guy who's doing who brings the thumbtacks into the ring, he's taking the bump. But no, Cody said, no. Let me take it, King. Let me take it. Let me make you look good. So I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I will say, in the aspect of unpredictability, AEW's got the edge. That's what I'm saying. Because what is it about wrestling promotions? You're trying to grab people's attention. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to grab people's attention. You're trying to grab an audience, make ratings, make money. So what better way than to keep the ball rolling? Now another thing about AEW. We saw that whole clip with Arn and Cody. They were asking questions at some event. I don't know what. But they were saying, okay, who's Cody's next opponent going to be? And Arn just, you know, casually looks and says, what about that Woolhorse kid? And, you know, everybody's like, yes, yes, please, please, yes, yes. And what happens? 2 weeks later, we get Woolhorse versus Cody. Now, I'm not saying Hunter does not listen to the fans. He does. But that is proof positive that AEW listens to the fans. Or at least in this instance, they do. Because they want to see Warhorse versus Cody. And guess what we're getting this Wednesday? Warhorse versus Cody for the TNT Championship. A lot of people may still be out on the TNT Championship. You know, they might be on the fence. I'm saying, look, this is a great way to boost this championship. And given these independent stars that, again, the casual fan may not know, giving them a title shot, that is a number one, it boosts the championship because Cody said, I'm going to be a fighting champion. I'm going to put this belt on the line each and every week. And he's done it, and he hasn't lied to us. And again, it puts the spotlight on these performers that maybe the casual fan doesn't know, but then goes back and says, oh, hey, they had a great match on AEW. Let me go look at some of their other stuff. So it's a win-win. Now again, and I know I'm repeating myself, and I apologize for that, but NXT's system works. It works. Okay? But for me, I like the unpredictability. I like that I don't know who's going to show up for this open challenge. Or if I do know who's going to show up, you know, Cody's had like what? A week? Two? Maybe to prepare for this person that he's never ever fought? He's never fought this person? And he's going to go in and put a championship on the line? That's intriguing to me. That to me is something that grabs me. And I want to pay attention. And I want to see who is going to win this match. You know, could be Warhorse two belts. I'm guessing he still has that independent wrestling championship. I don't think he's lost it. But I'm just saying, you know, the unpredictability that AEW puts in play, that's the X factor. That's the thing. Well, that's all I'm going to do for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcasting platforms. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the support. And until next time, be kind to one another, stay safe out there, and support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. A little tongue-tied. Okay, we'll see you later, guys. Bye.